It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. I'm glad we could be together again. But before we do anything else today, I need to give the fish some food. I forgot that last time, and I want to be sure to do it now. There you are. Oh, they're hungry. It's best to give them a little bit each day. I often wonder if they talk with each other. And if they do, I wonder what they say. We can always imagine about it. They may even sing a kind of song. Remember the song that Daniel Tiger and the others were singing at the school last time? It was about a perfect day. This day has really been the best. It certainly passed every test from north to south and east to west. It's been a perfect day. I want to show you what I brought. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum. This is one way to dress up like an elephant. Now remember, Mr. Rogers is in here. This is the way that Miss Polificate and Handyman Negri and Princess Zelda are going to pretend that they are elephants in the neighborhood of make-believe. And they'll have big costumes and wear this kind of a head. Hello. And this is a way to dress up like a giraffe. Lady Aberlin is going to dress up like a giraffe. Mm-hmm. And be, oh, we'll see who that is. Just what I hoped, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery. Now, is this the one that you wanted?
This is the one I wanted, Mr. McFeely, thank you. I'm going to tell the story of Josephine the short-necked giraffe, and we're going to pretend that the people in the neighborhood of make-believe are going to act it out.
Well, I hope you have a good time. Sounds like you're going to have a busy day today.
Yes.
And I, too, have a busy day. So what I'll do is ask you to sign right on the dotted line for the delivery.
All right.
There you go, on that line. Okay,
you
thank
know you're
much.
Always welcome, Mr. McFeely.
I know it, and I thank you. And right now, I'll say speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
We can start right now with our story of Josephine the short-necked giraffe. Now, this is a story of a giraffe who lived in the forest and had friends who thought she was fine, but Josephine didn't like the way she looked. She was a giraffe with a short neck. Our story starts with three of Josephine's friends, a tree, a sunflower, and a frog, singing about the perfect day they think it is.
This day has really been the best. It certainly passed every test, from north to south and east to west. It's been a perfect day. This day has really been unique. The wind and trees played hide and seek. The sun and clouds danced cheek to cheek. It's been a perfect day.
It's been a good day for a flower.
It's been a good day for a tree.
It's been a good day for a frog on a toadstool.
It's been a good day for me. This day has really been quite nice. The temperature took our advice. If you don't mind, we'll say it twice. It's been a perfect day. It's been a positively, absolutely perfect day.
It really is a perfect day, isn't it, Sunflower?
It seems to be, for me. Oh, here's Butterfly.
And Bird.
And Bee, it is a perfect day.
Butterfly, Bird, and Bee agree.
Hey, you three, I like you.
Butterfly, Bird, and Bee like tree.
Well, I'm glad. I like me, too. I mean, I was little once. Then I grew and grew just like you, Sunflower.
Yes, I was little one time, too, and I grew and grew.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. This day has really been quite nice. The temperature took our advice.
Hold it, Sunflower.
What's the matter, Frog?
There she is.
Who are you talking about, Frog?
Josephine.
Butterfly, Bird, and Bee can see Josephine.
Josephine the giraffe?
Yes. The pretty little one.
Where is she?
She's where she always is.
Over by the pond.
She goes there every day to cry.
Bee, Bird, and Butterfly wonder why.
I wonder why, too.
Maybe she's sad.
Sad for a whole year?
It's possible.
To be sad
for a long time.
For a year and a day I've been wishing. For a year and a day I've been blue. When the sun goes away and the night comes to stay, then I dream that my dreams come true. For a year and a day without missing, every day like the day just before. If my dreams won't come true, tell me, what can I do but just wish again one day more?
Hey there, Josephine.
Hazel, who's calling me?
It's Tree.
And Butterfly, Bird, and Bee.
Come on over here, Josephine.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not very good company.
We'd love to visit.
Oh, all right.
Sad.
I was saying I'm not very good company.
We were just singing what a perfect day it's turned out to be.
It's all right, I guess.
Bird, Bee, and Butterfly say hi.
Hi there.
Josephine, I have a surprise for you.
What is it?
I've been growing lots of extra leaves. Look up on top. I've been saving them for my special giraffe.
Oh, Tree, can't you see? I'm not able to reach the leaves on the top anymore.
Well, what happened? Did I grow too much?
No, no. I'm the problem.
Well, what's the matter?
I didn't grow enough.
You look awful nice to me.
Mm-hmm. And Butterfly, Bird, and Bee.
We don't care how you look, Josephine.
Well, I care. And I don't like the way I look. My neck is short, and I'm small, ugly.
Ugly?
Yes, I'm just ugly. In fact, I don't know why all of you would even want to be talking with me.
Oh, Josephine, we've always liked you.
Ever since you were a little giraffe.
But I'm still little. Everybody else is twice as big as I am. I'm exactly the size I was a year ago.
Have you tried thinking tall, Josephine? When I was growing up next to tree, I used to think I'm getting higher and higher. And I got up here, didn't I, tree?
You sure did, Sunflower.
Thinking's not gonna do it for me. And wishing's not gonna do it for me. Not even the kinds of wishes my friend Hazel said to wish. Nothing works. I'm not ever going to be coming back here again.
Oh, please, Josephine, please come back.
Yes, please come back.
Oh, I don't know, maybe sometime, but I've got to go now.
Bird, bee, and butterfly sing goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. For a year and a day I've been wishing. For a year and a day, I've been blue.
I hope she gets her wish. She looks fine to me. What does it matter if her neck's a little short?
She wants to be like all the other giraffes.
I guess she doesn't want to be different.
I hope she comes back.
If she doesn't, we'll go visit her.
Frog, some of us are planted here. We don't go anywhere.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I forget.
It started out to be such a pretty day.
But I think I see a cloud.
Hazel should never have told me to wish by that pond. Imagine a whole year of that. Wishing's no good for anything. And friends aren't good for anything, especially elephant friends. Nothing's good for anything.
Where are you going, Roy?
I'm going to band practice, honey.
We haven't sung our family song yet today.
Oh, of course. Always time for the family song.
You start it, Daddy.
With pleasure. I'm the father of this family.
I'm the mother of this family.
I'm the Hazel of this family.
Of this what kind of family?
What kind of family?
What kind of family are we?
You can tell at once. We are elephants. We are elephants, big and strong. From the backs and fronts, we are elephants. We are elephants all day long. From the tip of the tusk to the knee, we're as elephantinous can be. From our trunks to our tails you can see. We're a ponderous, prosperous, pompous, preposterous, pachyderm family of three. You
can smell at once.
We are elephants. We are elephants.
Come.
What may,
and we yell at once,
oh,
we are elephants, and it's elephants, we will stay.
I, for one, love being an elephant.
Oh, I do two.
I do three.
I'll see you ladies later.
Play your horn pretty, Roy.
Roy's your boy.
Huh.
wish I could play a slide trombone or read a book like you, Mother.
Do you mean it?
I mean it.
Then you're ready.
Ready for what?
You're ready for school, Hazel.
For school?
Oh, yes. When somebody wants to learn things like trombones and books, she's ready. You're ready for school.
That's wonderful. When can I go?
Oh, I'll call Mr. Bulldog and find out.
Oh, I'm so happy I could. Wait a minute.
Something the matter.
What about Josephine Giraffe?
Well, what about her?
Could she go to school, too?
She wants to learn.
Great! We'll go together. Oh, thanks, Mom. I'll go tell Josie now.
And I'll go call Mr. Bulldog.
You're the best mom in this whole neighborhood.
And you're the liveliest daughter in the whole world. And Lord knows we love you.
Josephine? Josephine? Where are you, Josephine? Josephine?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Giraffe.
Hello, Hazel. Have you seen Josephine?
No. In fact, I was just coming to talk with her. Where do you suppose she is?
I guess she's still at the pond. She goes there all the time now. She keeps wishing for a longer neck, you know.
I know. I was the one who thought the wishing might help. But now there's something else I want to...
Nothing seems to help, Hazel. It just breaks my heart to see her feeling so miserable all the time. You and she had such fun together. But lately, I don't know what to do with her. We try the best we can. We try to make her happy. And we try to understand. She's always blue and lonely. I know that that's not good. If you could only cheer her up. Oh, if you only could. Make her smile, make her smile. Make her giggle again. Make her laugh, make her sing. Make her happy and then make her mad. Make her glad, make her stop being sad. She'll forget for a while and she'll smile.
I have a feeling she'll smile when she hears about school.
School?
I'm going to school, and I'm going to ask Josie to go with me. Is that all right?
If she wants to learn, it's all right.
She wants to learn to grow.
That's true. See what you can do.
I can hardly wait to get started. I'll let you know, Mrs. G.
Thanks, Hazel. You're such a good friend.
I'm going to learn reading and writing and trombone and all sorts of things.
I'm sure you will.
Because I really want to.
Yes. Goodbye, dear.
Tripped over you. I'm so excited.
Well, what are you excited about, Hazel?
Your mom says it's okay.
What's okay?
And my parents say it's okay.
What's okay?
And I'm gonna learn to play a trombone and I'm gonna learn to read books.
Hazel, what are you talking about?
We're going to school, Josephine. Isn't that wonderful?
What's so wonderful about it?
Well, you can do stuff and learn stuff and meet all kinds of interesting animals.
It sounds terrible to me.
Why terrible?
Going to a place where everybody looks nice and you look awful.
I don't look awful.
No, you don't, but I do. I can't go to a school with a short neck like mine.
Schools are for learning everything, Josephine, so you can learn to grow.
A longer neck?
Maybe so.
I can't learn that at just any old school.
One thing, sure, you can grow stronger and grow smarter and learn to play a trombone and...
I'm not interested in growing stronger and smarter and playing a trombone.
Josephine, you're not interested in anything anymore. All you do is worry about how you look. You're no fun at all.
See? Now you don't even like me.
Of course I like you. You're my best friend, but I get tired of hearing you talk about your short neck all the time. See? See nothing. When I think about you, I don't think about your short neck. I think about you.
I tried the stretching exercises you suggested. I tried the jogging. I tried the diet. And I even tried the wishing. One whole year of that. Nothing helped.
The school will help.
Oh, Hazel, you know very well that it's no use. No use trying, 'cause it's no use. No use sighing, 'cause I can see that it never will be. I hope hopelessly it's no use. No use crying, 'cause it's no use. No denying, it's time that I just stop trying, because it's no use.
Well, you can stop trying if you want to, but I've got some things I want to learn, and I'm going home to get ready for school.
When is school?
Tomorrow. And I still want you to come along, if you will. See you, Joe.
Oh, Hazel.
Just remember, you're much more than just a neck. Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Butterfly, bird, and bee agree.
What about?
You're much more than a neck.
Your friend is really very good. She tells you things she knows she should. You could feel fine, we'll knock on wood, and have a new school day, and have a positively, absolutely new school day.
Thank you, butterfly, bird, and bee. Thank you all for caring.
Butterfly, bee, and bird wonder if you've heard
the moon is full.
I've already seen it. I guess it's time for bed.
Butterfly, bird, and bee will fly you home, Miss G.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Story. Do you think that Josephine the giraffe will decide to go to school with her elephant friend Hazel? And what do you think the school will be like? A school for animals where they can learn anything they want to learn, even to play a trombone. I'll just leave that there so we can see more about that story next time. Even to play a trombone. It was fun to watch the elephants, wasn't it? But you know, you don't need a fancy costume to play being an elephant. Just try this. Pretend this is your trunk. And make up some kind of song like, "You can tell at once, we are elephants. We are elephants, big and strong. From the backs and fronts, we are elephants. We are elephants all day long." I was just thinking something. Could even use a sweater or a towel or something like that. Put around your to be a giraffe. Yeah. You know, I was thinking as we were talking about Josephine the giraffe, there was a time when I wished for something. Yeah, I wanted to be exactly like all my friends. And There were times when I was sad that I couldn't be just like them. Yeah. And I remember making up a song that was very much like what Josephine sang. And I used to sing, yes, I'm sad, but you see, it's because I want to be like the others. The others. I'm not wishing for the moon. I just hope that I'll soon be like the others. The others. For a year and a day without missing. Every day like the day just before. If my dreams won't come true, tell me, what can I do but just wish again one day more? And I wished and I wished. I didn't have to be like all the others. No, I found out I was okay. Okay, just the way I was. And what a good feeling that was when I came to understand that. Yeah, it's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And we will have lots more to talk about tomorrow, the next time we're together. You could pretend more about the story when we're not visiting together. And then next time, we'll all think more about Josephine the short-necked giraffe. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
John!